This is your Northwest Report for Inauguration Day 2017. I'm David Sparks, and as everyone knows, big changes are occurring in Washington, and that includes a significant transition for outgoing Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. It was announced on Wednesday that following his service at the USDA, Vilsack will now lead the U.S. Dairy Export Council. He talks about why he's excited to make this transition and about his hopes for the future of U.S. dairy exports.
Probably more than any other aspect of agriculture, these dairy producers are working 365 days a year, 24/7. I know they're hardworking. They care deeply about the industry and about their families and their farms. And so I'm excited about this opportunity because I'm working for people I like and I'm working with people I like, number one. Number two, you know, it's a great product. It's very easy to sell and to advocate on behalf of the dairy producers and the processors and companies of this country because we have a great product, we have a safe product, we have a nutritious product, we've got a high-quality product that we can sell around the world.
And speaking of Secretaries of Agriculture, President-elect Donald Trump made it official yesterday, naming former Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue as his choice for Agriculture Secretary, drawing an immediate endorsement from Senate Agriculture Committee Chairman Pat Roberts, who will play a key role in Perdue's confirmation process. And finally, new research suggests that agricultural subsidies have done little to help those below the poverty line become more food secure. That's your Northwest Report.
David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.